Good morning. It is March 21st, 2013. The time is 6:07 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Thursday morning. And I'm enjoying my first cup of coffee here. The missus is over on at the dinner table there having her breakfast with Max on one side, and I think Jack is over, our cat is on the other side. They're seeing what little tidbits they can get from the missus's breakfast this morning. I'm enjoying my first cup of coffee this morning, and it seems like I was here just a moment ago. Oh, wait a minute, that was 24 hours ago when I did the morning boo yesterday. But in that 24 hours, I've downloaded the new Audio Boo 2 app, and had a look at it. This is my first official recording on the new app. It's on my iPad mini, as you can see in the cover art to this Audio Boo. Of course, it's a little bit of a dark photo, but next to it is an iPod Touch that has the old app. And both apps, I guess, are available for download on the iTunes stores under the iPhone smartphone category. Of course, on my iPad mini, I got to put it in 2x mode and it sits on its side. And the one thing I noticed right off the bat is it doesn't have the rotating recording interface built into it. So I think that's probably why they kept the old app, because you do have the rotating interface. So I do have it loaded on the iPad mini here, and I will be using it on the iPad mini. I still have the old app on here, but I will be transitioning over into using the new one. Functionality, it's about the same as the old app. Just looks a lot nicer, I think, with the color scheme and all. It goes in conjunction with the Audio Boo webpage with their color scheme that's on there now. And probably the release is so the people that use iOS don't feel left out, because Android has a new look. So now iOS has the same look. So it's consistent with both smartphone platforms. And functionality, I got playing around looking where everything is. I think it's a little bit cleaner than the old app. Of course, there's some people out there that are squawking about Audio Boo needs to put commenting in there. I lean more towards the side that the audio is more important. Commenting is secondary, because there's other means of commenting, you know, that you can comment off of the web page. And if you have, you know, it's just out of convenience for what I've been hearing, that you should be able to comment within the app itself. I think that'll be coming down the line. I don't think the Audio Boo team is oblivious to that. And I think once they get probably more of their paid subscribers wanting it, they will accommodate, because I think that's what's driving them on doing things, is the paid people, and that's what keeps the paychecks going and the developing going, I guess. So I am just a free user. I keep on reminding myself of that as a free user, I can be critical, but not overcritical, in a sense that it sounds like I'm being negative, and that's one thing I don't like to be, is negative, even though the missus is giving me a look that there's sometimes I am. I'm a very opinion person, I guess, and so it's just when I have something to say, I'll say it. But I did say something concerning the rotating interface on the audio recording before, and I think that was a lot of wasted energy, where I could have been a little bit more tactful of it. And so that's why I'm not getting into the fray of the commenting within the audio app. But the new Audio Boo 2 app, I like, cleaner look. I want to say thank you, Audio Boo, for providing that for us, as well as this platform for us to talk on. And I'm going to finish my coffee here and get my day started. So you all have a good one today. Be fire safe, be fire wise. Learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.